Hey Warrior, I know you're tired of doing life, work, and relationships alone and not knowing what to do or how to do it, but you know you can't do it by yourself. And how do I know? Because I was you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to book a free breakthrough call so we can talk about your life and your future and what's frustrating you the most as a man. And I want to get you connected to an amazing community of Christ-centered men who can all relate to your struggles, who can sharpen you, strengthen, and support you in the areas that matter most to you as a man. So stop wasting time. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call to book a breakthrough call, because nothing is going to change unless you change something. We only have a limited number of time slots each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men follow their faith, not their flesh. Real men follow their faith, not their flesh. Let me ask you a question this week. Is it possible you could have spiritual ADD? Now, as an educator, speaker, and educational consultant for the past 23 plus years, I work with more than 1.5 million kids all across this country. And the number one excuse that I hear teachers and even parents use for their students' bad behavior or poor grades is that they suffer from ADD, attention deficit disorder. And if it's not ADD, it's usually some derivative of ADD like ADHD. It's now becoming a running joke, even with adults. Whenever someone loses focus or forgets something, they usually chalk it up to just being ADD. But the truth of the matter is, as a man and as a Christian, there's something more serious than ADD. And it's what I call spiritual ADD, and it's nothing to joke about. So what is spiritual ADD? Spiritual ADD stands for spiritually allowing the devil to destroy your peace, your joy, your testimony, and ultimately even your life. Now, the bad news is that we all as Christians suffer with this disorder, and most can't even detect it. But the good news is it's pretty easy to cure. And unlike regular ADD, spiritual ADD doesn't require any prescribed medication. Just God's truth. This week on the Real Men Check-In, I'm going to explain how to detect spiritual ADD and how to prevent it from destroying your life and your relationships with the ones who matter most to you. Now let's start by exposing how the enemy, Satan, uses ADD tactics to get our mind off of God. And oh, by the way, do you know that's his main objective? Satan rather see our minds focused on anything else but God. He doesn't want us to have an intimate relationship with God, because when we do, we obey God. We worship God, which was Lucifer's job. We praise God and fulfill God's purpose here on earth. That was the one thing Satan couldn't get Jesus to do. He couldn't get Jesus to stop focusing on God, and neither should we. So plan B was to attack those who are following God and who are designed to have the mind of Christ. And Satan will use anyone and anything to do it. So how does he do it? He mainly uses three weapons, and they can all be found in those same three letters, ADD. First, he uses accusations. Revelation 12:10 says, "And I hear a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God." Whenever the devil wants to stop us from doing the right thing, especially if we're doing it for God or pursuing God on a deeper level, he'll start with some simple accusations like, "Who do you think you are? I know you're guilty. You know you're guilty. You're not fooling anyone. You're a fraud. And you call yourself a Christian? A real Christian wouldn't do that. You're not a real man." Now, I think you get the point. When the enemy wants to stop you in your tracks, he'll try to accuse you of doing something wrong. But this weapon is easily exposed if you father filter what you do, meaning let everything you do be to glorify God. In Corinthians 10:31, it says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God." Simply put, if it doesn't make God smile, then don't do it. And if it does make God smile, then there is nothing the enemy can do or say about it. Now, the next weapon Satan uses is the first D in ADD, and it's called distractions. It was once said that if you want to destroy anything, all you have to do is distract it. And the enemy is not only the accuser of the brethren, but the master of distractions. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 11:4, Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. And light can appear to us as a bright, shiny object that gets us to take our eye off the prize. One of his main distractions is deception. The devil uses falsehoods that cause us confusion. Jesus calls the devil in John 8:44 the father of lies. He uses lies, people, circumstances, and situations as distractions to confuse us. He started with Eve in the garden and he hasn't stopped since. He just uses more subtle forms of it. For instance, you want to start attending a Bible study, but for some reason your shift changes and now you have to work on that particular day, or they have to cancel it on the only week you could attend Bible study. You want to start tithing, but your car selling breaks down, or you hear or read about a pastor who's abusing church funds. You want to forgive someone, but they won't return your phone call, or someone else offends you in the same way, stirring up old emotions. You want to witness to someone, but you can't schedule a convenient time to meet with them, or they tell you about a negative experience that they just had at the church they visited. You want to pray for someone, and before you do it, something urgent pops up and you forget about praying at all. Now, can you relate to any of these? Now, I'll admit, this is one of the most difficult weapons to defend yourself against, because you have to quiet your mind in order to spot distractions. Now, in a world where there's so much noise, news, and chaos, it's sometimes hard to do. But the best way to avoid distractions is to be intentional and be consistent in seeking God. Jesus says in John 14:26, "The Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance that I have said to you." So we must be focused, deliberate, and intentional about seeking God's will, regardless of what is going on around us. And then there's the last weapon in his arsenal, the second D in ADD, which is discouragement. Whereas the devil uses accusations while we're doing something for God and uses distractions to keep us from starting something for God, he uses discouragement to keep us from finishing anything for God. And like distractions, he will use people, circumstances, and situations to discourage you. This weapon is the easiest to spot, but it's still a challenge to defeat. See, the devil will whisper sweet nothings in your ear like, "You're not making a difference. Nobody really cares. They're taking advantage of you. They don't like or respect you. See, that's why you can't trust anyone. They did that intentionally to hurt you. If you keep doing that, you're going to look like a fool." And these are just a few. So how do you defeat discouragement? Well, by reminding yourself of God's promises. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future." Then there's Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And Galatians 6:9, "Do not grow weary in doing good, because in due season you will reap the harvest if you don't give up." See, the point is spiritual ADD is serious. It threatens your relationship with God by getting you to walk in your feelings, which means you're being led by your flesh, not by your faith and not by the Holy Spirit. And when we're walking in the flesh, we give room to worry, anxiety, anger, fear, hurt, doubt, insecurity, and even depression, just to name a few. And that's exactly where the devil wants us. But we're real men, remember? We're immune to spiritual ADD because we follow our faith, not our flesh. And we don't allow the enemy to destroy us. To God be the glory. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with any man that you're mentoring or discipling, or if you know another brother who just needs to be encouraged in the Lord because he has spiritual ADD. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Also, I love reading podcast reviews from some of our listeners, and here's one of them. Check this one out. Now, this one comes from Lil Mice. I love it. "This podcast has become my pocket accountability. I've been encouraged and challenged so much, growing in wisdom and understanding and power each time I listen. God bless you, Brother Joe, for your obedience." Thank you, Lil Mice. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate every review that you guys leave for us. So please, guys, do us a favor. Just take about 30 seconds and go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's the best way to help us move up in the rankings and grow the podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. And thank you guys so much for listening, downloading, subscribing, and sharing our podcast. Because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out RealMenConnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's RealMenConnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.